legend of the phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning. We're coming back strong. A lot to talk about this week, whether it's the World Cup, or Melo opting out of his contract and that future and where he goes to the abysmal Rockies, who have now lost 7 games in a row.
Donald Sterling. Every time I hear about the Rockies, it's like they're doing worse and worse. It's fucking terrible.
Donald Sterling is just fucking up, just keeps coming on with that lawsuit.
Old Donald.
But John, what do you want to start off with? What's sticking in your craw most of all?
Actually, nothing that you mentioned.
Nothing.
No, there's a. I think it's funny. I'm gonna start off with our big dummy of the week.
Big dummy. We're starting off.
What's her face from the U.S. women's soccer team? Hope Solo. Hope Solo apparently beat her sister and her nephew.
Her attorney claims that she was the victim.
Right, so like there's a countersuit going and it's all kinds of shit, but basically you've seen this woman. This is not her first.
No, her husband got arrested.
Oh, it was her husband.
Her husband got arrested on domestic charges. Domestic violent charges, though it was never prosecuted and the case was never brought to trial because there was a lack of evidence, which means she refused to testify.
Point being, chicks do stupid shit too.
Yeah, I believe Hope Solo might be our first female big dummy of the week.
The first one. Because athletes are athletes, regardless of the sex.
Hope, you big dummy.
You big dummy.
So, which makes me wonder, like, you got in trouble for attacking your nephew, too. Did he try to step in and protect his mom?
I would assume so.
Maybe Hope was beating up on him and mom got involved.
Either way, it's like, yo, all right, if your aunt was beating on you and your mom walked in, she's going to do something. And vice versa. You know, if your aunt is beating down your mom, you're gonna step in. You know, and it's just like, what, he might have just stepped in and got punched in the eye for all we know.
Yeah.
I was just like.
But Hope, congratulations, our very first big dummy of the week.
Yep, very first female big dummy.
Yeah, first female big dummy, so.
Sure.
I'm sure
there's a lot of worse shit going on, but who cares?
Yeah, this is sports report. Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about sports a lot, but.
We could just bring up Aaron Hernandez.
Well, yeah, we can always bring up AH, but it's like, I don't want to bring him up at this point. But yeah, she takes the cake.
Yeah, this week, I think so. I might have another nomination for an organization. The Miami Dolphins, who signed Knowshon Moreno.
I was so shocked when I saw that.
Who signed Knowshon Moreno, who is now out with a knee injury.
Yeah, 4 to 6 weeks.
I mean, what matters is getting to, like, is he going to be out of all training camp or whatever? But
what matters is he's in the AFC East. It sucks because you're at the bottom of the barrel. Because it's the Patriots, and then the rest of the AFC East are, like, jostling for last.
It could be worse. It could be worse.
How?
You could be on the Bills.
They're in the AFC East. Though. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, it sucks.
He could be in Cleveland.
He can be in Houston.
He can be in Houston. He can be... There are so many...
That's true. He can be in Jacksonville.
The AFC East isn't as awful as it used to be. No. I mean, the Dolphins are better.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree with you. Dolphins are better.
Dolphins are better.
The Jets are better, absolutely, without Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, the Jets are better.
No, they are.
What is Mark Sanchez doing? Who is he with? speaking of...
Marky.
Mark Sanchez. Yeah, I wonder who fucking signed him.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I have no clue. I don't have my laptop. Now. But just to keep it on football... Real quick, Richard Sherman got the cover of Madden. Good for him.
Oh, he's with the Eagles.
He's with the Eagles. Mark Sanchez with the Eagles.
Yeah.
Huh.
Eagles signed QB Mark Sanchez.
Good for him.
So he's gonna back up Nick Foles.
Vince Young retired, finally.
No, Vince Young retired? Good for him. I hope he gets it. Look, he'll get a job with the Texas, the U of T, Texas network.
Either that or, I'm thinking he'll be, an analyst for college football or maybe, a part-time gig on, one of those sports networks.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if I was him, I mean, fuck it, U of T has its own fucking sports channel down there.
Yeah, but it's...
And if, I was him, I mean, they're going to give him a job.
Yeah, but the money...
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is, he lives in fucking Texas already.
Yeah.
If I was him, I don't know. That's a full-time gig, too. It's ESPN can drop you like that. ESPN don't give a fuck.
No, they don't. And they do drop people like that. And then those people usually end up on the NFL Network.
Yeah. Or they sign with the NFL Network because ESPN's we don't need you, Rich Eisen.
Yeah, I think, whatever. This is not that kind of podcast right now. Anyway,
but back to what we were talking about. I would almost say the Dolphins are the big dummy for signing fucking No'Shawn. Injury-prone No'Shawn.
Because I'm that's... You know he's going to get injured. Get it? You see what I did there?
Yeah. Wordplay.
Yeah, that's a...
But,
I laughed so hard. I was like, damn, Dolphins signed No'Shawn Moreno.
I mean, he had a great 2 years, but granted, those 2 years were under Peyton Manning.
He had an okay 2 years.
Well, great for a Broncos running back.
Okay.
Great for a Broncos running back in recent history.
yeah, for sure, because TD was a beast.
I mean, the position isn't what it used to be.
No.
And it's, but that's beside the point.
Right.
So. I think Hope Solo wins it out because the Dolphins made a dumb decision, it wasn't an illegal decision.
Right, it wasn't illegal. It was really dumb, and that is the category, big dummy. But it usually has something to do with people getting locked up.
Why you gotta assault your sister? Enough that you can't just keep it quiet enough that the police don't fucking show up.
It's lovely.
Because, Beyonce's sister beat the crap out of Jay-Z, but the police were never involved. Well, she didn't beat the crap out of him, but still.
Yeah.
Come on, that was assault.
She got some good swings in there. Okay.
She just high foot kicked him, or high-fived him with her foot.
No, she got some swings in. She didn't connect, but she got some good swings in. The, what are we going to talk about? Soccer?
We can talk about soccer. We talk about Melo.
Let's get soccer out of the way.
We're almost done with the group rounds. It's like the NBA Finals.
Yeah,
it just keeps going and going.
Keep going.
but yes, the group round is almost over. So it's almost decided who the group of 16 will be. I do not know offhand. I'm pretty sure Mexico and Brazil are in. The U.S. has a shot at it.
Who's in that top of our group? Germany?
I think Germany is it depends, because it depends how this game goes. Because they only got 4 fucking points.
That's true.
Let me look up.
Point being, for me, is soccer is okay, but fuck soccer. Because
soccer is okay every 4 years. That is what I'm saying.
The best part about soccer is stoppage time, and then how it goes from...
best part of soccer?
Yeah, it goes from 4 minutes to 5 minutes.
Oh, that was...
And then in that extra, fifth minute...
Yeah, it had to be the fifth minute. If you are, I don't know, dead, you didn't hear that, and didn't know that America tied, oh my God, it was, I was into that game.
Yeah,
I was into that fucking game, because I thought we were going to fucking win. Because it was like, oh, man, when Clint Dempsey scored that goal, and he like, you know, and he did it, I was like, holy fuck, this is happening. We are going to get to the round of the 16. We're going to get kicked out, but it's like, you know, it's like, you know, I'm from a small college. If my team gets into the, you know, if the Drake Bulldogs get to like, get into the round of, get into the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament, that's, I'm fucking psyched, man. If we get blown out, that's fine. We're just there, you know, nobody expected us to be there. And that's how I feel about the USA. If we get there, fuck if we do shit, you know, but it'd be awesome if we could just get to that round, because it's then it's like, yeah, we're good enough to just like to be there, you know.
That's what's so cool about soccer though, like I said, stoppage time, and the fact that it ends in a tie game, which basically is like 0-0 to me. So I put it's a joke.
Stoppage time is fucking bullshit.
It's a joke, bro.
It's just, I like, look, fans, I get it. You're all about tradition. And, like, I'm speaking as somebody who's... But, like, get with the fucking times, man.
Yeah.
Like, there is so much you could do. And thank God you have goal recognition technology now, so you can actually be like, oh, hey, he fucked up, so that was a goal. So, yeah, congratulations on that. Because I'm glad that isn't an issue anymore. But still, man, I mean, baseball was behind the time in adopting replay, and it hasn't, replay has not made games insanely long.
No, because games are already insanely long in baseball.
Yeah, it's just like, why can't you have a guy on the sideline with a stopwatch?
Yeah,
why can't that happen? Why is that? Oh, it's the tradition. Well, your tradition fucking sucks. You know.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. Before we had clocks.
Before we had fucking stopwatches.
Yeah, clocks and stopwatches to, like, keep time. Because soccer's a really old game. And I get it. Yeah. You know, maybe it's about, like, 3 minutes. Okay, fuck it. We'll just keep playing. Because...
That first half had a water break, had an injury substitution, and a goal. And you know what that added up to? 2 minutes.
Yeah.
2 minutes. But somehow, two goals... And one substitution without that water break adds up to 5 minutes.
Yeah. This is weird.
It's just, you know.
I don't get soccer, man. That's why I don't give a fuck.
I have my problem. My problem, I understand the athleticism, you know, obviously. You know, fuck, man. Those guys were playing in, like, what amounted to a swamp.
Yeah, in the jungle. In the jungle.
They were in the middle of the jungle. Literally in the middle of the jungle. But
I'm not taking away from the athleticism.
And when they get those goals, or when they like juke a guy out like by like holding the ball for a second, I understand the beauty of the game.
No, yeah, I get the beauty of it.
But at the same time, I'm like, the political side is so fucked up. And, like, oh, your traditions are fucking stupid, man.
That's why, to me, it's a joke, because it's like, yo, it's, like you just said, I get the beauty of the game, and I understand the athleticism, but the fact that people take it for what it is, like, oh, that's okay, it's tradition.
Yeah.
No, you should demand better of your product.
Yeah, you know what? You should demand that all corruption get out of your fucking sport.
That's why soccer will be a joke to
the NFL forever. Doesn't give a shit about its players. I believe that.
Yeah.
And will they do shit to cover up the link between concussions and health and brain injuries? Yeah, they will. But, you know, at the same time, they're not fixing games.
Yeah, and everybody knows that going in, too.
Yeah,
everyone knows that going
in. I would never blame a game, be like, oh, they lost because the game was fixed. Or even if there were bad calls within the game, I don't think that it's because the referees are on the take.
Yeah, and that's not to say they're blown calls.
There aren't blown calls.
Right, but like you said, they're not on the take.
Yeah, it's just, it was, you know, that the guy didn't see it right or interpreted the rules incorrectly.
Yeah.
I don't believe that the NFL is corrupt. I don't believe the MLB is corrupt.
I don't either.
I don't believe that the NHL is corrupt. No. NBA, jury's still out.
The NBA, to me, is corrupt in different ways.
I think the draft is rigged.
In terms of just, like, what the fuck, yo? It's like you can basically do whatever you want in the NBA. That's the perception I have of the NBA.
If you're a star.
Yeah. Do whatever you want. Even, like, in the NFL, stars really can't do whatever they want. They can demand shit, and they usually get it, but even still, it's like...
They tend to get more favorable calls.
Yeah, but it's... I don't know.
No, somebody was like, Brady Williams gets calls. It's like, Manning gets calls, too. I was like, it happens all the time for us.
Elite players get calls.
Yeah.
Elite wide receivers get calls. Like, everybody, if you're the face of the team, you're going to get calls, man. Yeah. Especially if you're top tier of the fucking product, too, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's part of the game, man. Yeah, Brady gets calls. Are you crazy? You're stupid if you're not going to admit that.
No,
it's... But at the same time, it's like, look at your team.
Yeah, LeBron... I mean, come on.
Oh, speaking of LeBron, soccer flopping is ridiculous.
Yeah, the flopping in soccer is...
It's ridiculous, and I'm not talking about tripping up and tangled feet and, like, moving at high speeds, because that's real. I get it. But they don't...
But any time there's hands involved, it's just like...
It's ridiculous, man. It's so crazy.
I don't know. It's ridiculous, but at the same time, I almost admire, like, the balls it takes to do that. It's just like, it's like this weird performance art to me. Like, it's just like what I can get away with. Cause it's just like, you know, there's there's three refs. Yeah. There's three refs on the fucking pitch. Are you kidding me? There are seven in football.
Yeah, there should be at least, I'm like, there should be at least nine refs on a soccer field.
Or at least more than one who's like, actually like with the players.
Yo, because I'm like, how many you said there's in soccer?
There's three. There's two line judges and then the guy.
In the middle. All right. Even if you can't.
And fucking field is bigger than a football field.
You can add two more line judges on the sides. Each plays the half. Split the field in half, right? This is going to work in halves. Two line judges. I mean, so the total of four, right? And then you have one guy that kind of just, like, hovers in between the two zones, and then two additional inside referees that work the halves. Like, that's simple as fuck. I'm sure there's people, they're not going to be in the way because the pitch is huge.
You have the same number of referees as the NHL.
Yeah, right. That's what I mean.
And that is so much less ground to cover.
Expand that. You know what I mean? Like, that's what, like, I'm saying. Okay. Like,
at FIFA, you want to know how to make inroads in fucking soccer? You need to listen to us. Because this is how you change soccer to make Americans like it.
Yeah, I swear to God, man.
I mean, it'll never happen because fuck America. They're doing fine without us.
Yeah, fuck soccer because I'm doing fine without it. But yeah, it's just ridiculous to me. And this leads back to my overall point. Like, people accept it. Flopping is a part of the game.
Flopping is part of the game.
Oh, he's a flopper. Well, this guy on your team does flopping too.
Brutal violence and racism is part of the
game. Yeah, oh my God. It's like, what the fuck, man? Well, you know, that's not us. Yes, it is, because you're all fans of the game.
Oh, who was recently investigated for homophobic charges? Oh, it was the Mexican fans. They were cleared. but, you know, it's still just like... You know, we got our first gay player in the NFL, in Michael Sam.
Yeah, legit.
And
signed and everything.
You know, Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier over 60 years ago. And I just feel like American sports isn't as, well, racist. I mean, is there racism in America? I'm sure there's, like, a lone fan, you know, who's like...
No, because that's the thing. There are racists in America, but racism in America overall is not, like, a real thing.
Well, plus, I don't know, it's...
Well, it's a real thing.
No, it's a very real thing. But it's not, like... I don't know. It's just, like, it doesn't manifest itself like it does in soccer.
Right.
I'm not gonna call a player a derogatory name because he's from like the Dominican Republic.
Yep.
Regardless if he's playing for my team or, you know.
But it's different here too, because this really is like, this really is the only place on earth where everybody is.
Well, I was talking to my friend and he was like, here. You know, what's funny is he's like, I see every other World Cup team and they all look the same. Everybody on the whole team looks exactly the same. He's like, but then I look at the American team and they all look different. They all have different features.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, yeah. I was like, well, it's mostly because they're children of immigrants.
But it's true.
But that's not a bad thing. Speaking as a child of an immigrant.
We're all children of immigrants, man, because we're not really, no one really is from here, honestly.
Except for the natives.
But even the question's out on them, because where do they come from?
Yeah, they crossed the line of bridge.
They stole the shit from the fucking buffalo, Nosa. But,
You should start the buffalo movement. The buffalo movement. They stole this land from the bison.
I'll call it the Buffalo Soldiers.
And yep. Boom. Yep. Coined it. Minted and coined.
But it's true though. Like we, especially like growing up where I grew up, it's like I literally grew up with people from every corner of the globe. Excuse my French. I hate that phrase, but it's true. It's like, and I look back at it, I'm like, damn. I grew up with fucking Serbians, Bosnians, Ethiopians, South Africans, Algerians, you know, just all types of shit, all kinds of Asians, including Indians, you know. It's just weird shit, but it's like only in America, it's like really the only place on earth where you can walk outside and not see the same kind of person for that long.
Well, parts of America.
Yeah, but even still, it's like you're not going to see them for that long. It's like, yeah, wow, there's a lot of white people in this town. I didn't notice that until I got here because you're the first blank person that I've seen in like X amount of time versus you can go through a whole country, you know.
Yeah.
You'll see different people, but not really. This is the only place on earth where it's like you have to assimilate. Everyone has to deal with everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Take that, world.
And it's cool. That's why I say it's as much as people give this country shit, it's still really
but
cool.
Again, I would love to see America win the World Cup, not because I care so much about the World Cup. In fact, the moment the USA's out, I probably won't watch any soccer. Well, maybe. I don't know. I watched a game today. Watched the Mexico game.
Viva Mexico!
Arco! Mexico!
Oh, excuse me.
But, yeah. But, I don't know. I don't know, I like soccer every 4 years, you know, and it's more that I like my country, and I like being able to root for my country in a fun way, and for not have to think about, well, all that other shit that we're doing, and for a second just be kind of like, hey, you know, why not root for Team USA?
Yeah, it's a much bigger deal back home.
No, I mean, it's just, you know, out here it's... You know,
just like for me,
it's Mexicans like, and hipster kids.
Yeah, and it's just like, whatever. Because like the last few World Cups before that, I was dating like Latina women, and it was just like a huge deal.
What? Jess isn't into the World Cup.
No, my white girlfriend Beyonce is not into the World Cup. Believe it or not, she's barely into football. It's crazy.
She's aware when games happen.
She said to me the other day, she's like, I'm so glad you don't like baseball. And I was like, why? She's like, because I don't want to watch baseball. And I was like, me either. Fuck baseball. I was like, I watch playoff baseball, though. Regardless if the Red Sox run it or not, I'll watch like a game or two. Especially the World Series. I usually try to watch at least a game.
Yeah, it's always nice to watch them. I don't know. I try to watch at least a game of all four of them. Well, obviously, I watch the Super Bowl every year, but I mean, of the other three big four, I try to always watch at least one of the games.
Yeah, definitely watched. I was like, I'm not watching any of the NBA Finals until I was like, wow, reading the recaps the morning after, I'm like, whoa, the Spurs are whipping ass. Hold on, I need to tune into it. And I did, and it was glorious.
It was nice. Oh man,
a heat for the what was it? A win for the Spurs is a win for America.
Yeah, it's just, you know, because nobody
Ugh, that was so good.
Nobody wanted to see LeBron get that.
The three-peat, man? Fuck no. D-Wade had four rings? Come on, fuck that.
Other than Bill Simmons.
Yeah.
Bill Simmons, LeBron's personal cheerleader. Sucking that. Yeah, John and I decided that we don't hate LeBron anymore, but we sure as hell don't like him.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So it's like, you know, I'm never going to root for LeBron, but I'm not going to actively root for him to do poorly.
Right.
So, you know, if he wins, eh, but if he doesn't win, hey.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
But, yeah.
But again, so, it's like, again, we're not denying
the beast.
He's
He is, like, the greatest athlete in the world.
Ever.
Maybe ever.
Yeah, like, you can...
Maybe ever.
I don't know about ever, but yeah.
I don't know. Decathletes are technically what you would think would be the greatest athletes in the world.
Yeah, but they're fucking dicks.
Well, I'm sure they're dicks. They're decathletes. But I'm just... Yeah, I mean, like, come on. As, like, a physical specimen, LeBron is, like,
a pretty perfect human. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, but...
Because he's really big, but not, like, weirdly proportioned or weird-looking.
Until he gets to his head. That's why he wears the headband.
Yeah, his head's a little weird, but, you know, that's just...
My name's LeBron. My head looks like that. I should talk like this. That's what his head is shaped like. It's just...
But otherwise, yeah, I mean, you know, he's like, a pretty good, you know, he's, like, a perfect human. Except, you know, making terrible decisions on how to be a human, like a decent person in the average man's eyes. And granted, oh man, I wish we could go back to when LeBron was trying to be a villain. God, that was funny. It was so funny because he was so bad at it. It's like, yeah, Dennis Rodman was crazy and a dick, but you love to be like, what is Rodman gonna fucking do next? That guy's crazy, you know?
Right, but that was what I was saying at work the other, like, you know, you have to be like that from the jump.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, and then LeBron was like, all right. And it's just like, everyone's like, LeBron's a dick now. What's up with that?
Or like, even if you're not like that from the jump, the first opportunity you get to turn heel, you have to do it 100%.
Yeah, and he couldn't...
And that wasn't his first time to do it, you know?
No.
Because it's like, oh, I could be hungry, but it's like, no, I believe my teammates, we're going to do X, Y, and Z. Like, oh, LeBron don't got the killer instinct, you know? And that was that. And then this shit happened, and he's like, I'm the bad guy. It's like, no, you ain't, nigga.
You are very concerned about whether people like you or not.
Yeah, you are not the bad guy. And it's okay, so stop acting tough.
No, and then he realized it. Then he was like, yeah, the decision was probably a bad idea. And he's walked back from that.
Yeah, that's
And fine. It's like, you know, you realized, yeah, it was a bad fucking idea. You should have just been a man about it and been like, hey, Cleveland, I'm fucking out of here because I can't win a fucking championship.
This is a good segue because we need to talk about opting out and shit.
Opting out, like Mr. I'm leaving Denver. You better fucking trade me to the Knicks.
Because that's when I'm gonna win the championship. Because,
yeah,
I'm getting the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to the Bulls to win a championship or somewhere.
Whatever.
I don't know where the fuck he's going.
No, whatever. Phil Jackson was like, hey, you're gonna have to pass the ball and learn how to be a team player. And LaMelo was like, I need to score 30 points every night. Whatever.
I don't care, man. As long as he's not, like, anywhere near Boston, which he's
not. No, he's not going to be. He's going to, I don't know, maybe he'll sign with the Bulls. Maybe, I don't know. He could go to the Heat, maybe, if they don't.
Yeah, but that depends. We're going to talk about the Heat in a second. But I feel like Melo's probably going to try to land where Kevin Love lands.
Really? You think he wants to play with Kevin Love that bad?
Not that he wants to play with him that bad. It's just, like... A two-piece swing like that really has a huge effect on any team.
Yeah, but it's just like, at the same time, I'm like, is Melo going to finally be like, all right, I'm going to pass.
No, because he still plays at too high of a level to think like that, you know? And that's the thing, like, Melo won't be that player until he's an old man.
But he's never going to win a championship that way then.
Then that's on him, but that's his mentality. Like, until he stops...
Fuck, man, LeBron fucking passes.
Dude, until he stops having third... But LeBron's a way smarter player.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a better player.
Well, yeah, like, his basketball IQ is fucking phenomenal. You know, LeBron's about...
LeBron's going to score 30 points.
Yeah, LeBron's going to score 30, period. And LeBron's about winning because that's why he went to Miami. You know? I want to go to New York. Give me a lot of money. And you figure out the rest.
Lala will be happy here.
Yeah.
She ain't like, happy in Denver. Oh, because her career is just like skyrocketed since you moved there.
Yeah, no, she's just back in the hood. I don't know, man. It's stupid because...
I don't know. He'd definitely be effective on the Bulls.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like any team in the NBA right now, if you get Kevin Love as a center and then you add Melo as, what is he, a forward or a fucking point guard? I don't know what the fuck.
I think he's a point guard.
That's huge, man. Because you can put any piece around those two guys and you'll have a legit contender.
Yeah, that's true. You gotta
even
somebody in the West, who's gonna go at least a round or two in the playoffs.
Yeah, even in the West, like, that's a serious move. Never mind the East. Like, damn, that's a power move in the East, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's so goddamn desolate and depleted.
Well, that's what happens when kids are all 18.
There's also, so, There's swirling rumors that Houston's pushing real hard to get LeBron.
Really?
Yeah.
You go to Houston?
Why wouldn't you?
Well, I guess,
that's,
yeah,
that's Miami all over again, but with younger guys.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, but with younger people that are doing the same thing. They're making,
yeah, it, but do you playoffs. Think Dwight Howard would share that spotlight?
If Dwight wants to win, that's the thing.
Yeah, but does Dwight want to win?
We don't know.
Because he couldn't get along with Kobe.
Yeah, but Kobe's a dick.
Yeah, but Shaq made it work with Kobe.
Because Shaq is a fucking... Shaq, again, Shaq has a personality where it's like, yeah, we can share this spotlight.
Yeah, but like...
Win. He can win. Shaq's gonna goof it off. That's what it was. Dwight Howard takes himself too seriously, you know? Shaq, I'm sure Shaq takes himself seriously as fuck, but he doesn't, you know. Kobe can say whatever the fuck he wants. We gonna get these championships together, because without me, he ain't getting it done. Versus Dwight's like, fuck this, you know. It's about me. I'm Dwight Howard. I gotta get out of here, because Kobe talks too much shit, and this is too much pressure. Fuck this shit, you know. Now he's in Houston, just straight fell off the map, dog.
Yeah.
He's still producing. He just straight fell off the map, and like, that's why I think he's capable of just swallowing his pride
and just letting LeBron
and teaming up. Like, if that was to happen. Because if he did it, it's not like he had a choice. He's going to have a choice. You know?
D-Wade's going to make $25 million.
If he doesn't opt out, though.
Yeah, but like, why would you opt out if you're D-Wade?
That's why. And then the same shit, Bosch can stay
or opt out. Unless you renegotiate.
They're all Wade, Bosch, and LeBron. I think they're all owed in the $20 million next season if they don't opt out. What the fuck are you gonna do? He saw what happened this season and was like, it's gonna be worse next year because we're all getting older. D Wade's literally breaking down before our eyes, you know, or did because the season's over. That's too much money. What are you gonna do? Shane Patty is old. They're all old as fuck. You're gonna hire a bunch of rookies? That's cool. They'll get you to the playoffs and then what? You meet a team like the Spurs again?
Yeah.
Who's younger and way more confident? Who should have won two seasons ago? You know, like, come on. They're going to leave. They got to leave. And that's why it's like, that's why I can easily see LeBron going to Houston. Because for that push, there's no taxes in Houston, like in Texas and shit like that. Like,
well, income tax. State income tax.
But that's still like...
That's a huge amount of
that's
money.
That's a huge... A lot. Like, $25 million contract is really a $25 million contract. For the most part. Comparatively to anywhere else. You know what I mean? Well, not... I can't say that. I don't know. But it's like, that's... I don't know. Miami's fucked.
Oh, Miami.
Because they didn't even... Like... So what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just saying, oh, Miami. Suddenly, those Heat games will be empty.
Oh, yeah. It'll be empty again. And then it's like, you throw Melo into the mix. All right, say Melo wants to go down to Miami. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Yeah, they don't have the money.
Yeah, they don't have the money. They don't have the money, even if...
Think Birdman will take a cut?
even if the three of them opt out, you know, Wade is not going to opt out. Say Bosch and Braun left. Melo's still going to demand a fucking LeBron-type contract. At least a D-Wade-type contract, because he has the numbers, not the rings, but he can put those numbers in the game, you know?
Oh, man. Whatever. It's so fucked up in the NBA. I just feel like players have way too much control.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking about earlier. It's just like, I don't feel like the NBA is corrupt to me in different ways. Like, it's corrupt by the players. It's like, they have way too much say in shit now. It's like, yo, I get it too. It's like, that's one hand. As a sports fan, it's like, that shit sucks and it pisses me off. But as a human with a job, it's like, are you kidding me? That's awesome, you know?
No, I mean, like, I get why they do it.
I get it, you know? I get it.
But it just makes a shitty product.
As a product, right.
It's just like, you know, I don't know, the NFL is the one league where the players have the least amount of power.
Yeah, and it's legitimately the best fucking entertainment. It's the best bang for your buck, man. Fuck, yo. You going to NFL games? Terrific. Watching an NFL game at home? Fucking terrific. You can't get that anywhere else. It doesn't translate through TV like that.
And Mr. Goodell will be, you can send checks to either John or I.
Yep. Or straight cash, because that's even better.
Even better. But thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah.
And we'll be back next week.
All right. Bye.
Lose yourself to dance.
move just like the dance.